I'm Dream Queen. You're in the cab with me. Thank you so much for rolling. We're in the book club with Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. I'm babbling on in Babylon, as I like to do to while away the time. I appreciate y'all showing up and being here with me, playing along. Today's poem is called Self-Knowledge, on self-knowledge. This will probably be the most covered poem in the series so far, because I think what I'm going to do is play my interview next week. Bubbles, can you hear me? My man Travis, local craftsperson, sculptor, beautiful soul, teacher, fellow guru, all these things. Titles don't matter either. He's probably frowning if he can hear me. I hope he's laughing. Did an interview with him on the road a few weeks ago, and I've had that in the bin, ready to go for y'all. And he read this poem during that interview, and we talked a little bit about it, if I remember correctly. I've not edited it yet, but I will be doing that this week and getting it on the air. Just celebrating and elevating the voices of our community. All of us have wisdom, y'all. I was looking forward. Next week's poem is Speak to Us of Teaching, which is another one that I covered when I picked that trilogy, when we first opened this book. And we're just here teaching each other, y'all. Earth is a school. Earth is a school, is a place of learning. And it's a place of being. Being. When people can allow us to just be, I think that's really important for us to remember. When to leave things be. There are a couple of songs that I did not get to put on the playlist in the first hour. It was really tight. It just came to me now, though, why. Well, it was Bill Withers doing the Beatles' Let It Be. And maybe I will play it. I just thought, you know, I couldn't put that and Nina Simone, Ooh Child, in the same hour, because, you know, it's just, I just want to bring that balm, you know, y'all. It's not toxic positivity, it's balm. I was talking to Little Queen Trash Mouth yesterday. Love you, bless you. And I was saying, there's nothing wrong with being a triage worker. We need that. Nobody's going around, except maybe the federal government at this point, there's select individuals. But otherwise, we love the people in the emergency room. We're supposed to love the people who show up, first responders on the scene, to assess the damage, stop the wounding, triage that patient. And again, like many things in America, capitalism has corrupted the vibe. You know, and sometimes people don't want to see the hospital worker. They don't want to see the EMT. Not because it's the worst day of your life and you're in excruciating pain and you don't ever want to go there to see, or someone you love is. You don't want to go there because you don't want that to be your day. But if it is your day, you don't even still want to go there because people are so burnt out and stressed out and upset and don't have no bedside manner. And talking to you about the bill before they even give you your treatment. But really what we want to do is when we on that bad day and we bleeding and our loved one is hurt, you know, for whatever thing we can't even identify. Bleeding is easy sometimes on the surface. You know what the problem is. But what if they're having a mental break? What if something's going on inside of them that you can't see? You need 15 million x-rays. You want somebody there who's compassionate and who can make you feel better and go, ooh, child, they're going to be all right. So I was talking to Lil' Korean Trash Mouth, and I'm like, man, you know, that's one way to look at it. You know, just trying to make people feel better, not because I don't want you to pay attention to the pain, but because we got to keep our eyes on what's going on the other side of the cloud. Aaron, I appreciate you with that yesterday. Just on the other side, we love our rain in the desert. Sometimes we're not even looking past the clouds unless it's flooding. Then it's rough. But, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, just bring them clouds. We don't get them too often. It is such a thing as too many sunny days. You know, but we covered pain last week. Anyway, that was a whole sidetrack. Shall we read the poem? Shall we read the poem? Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. For those of you new here, you can hear more of my ramblings and that of Little Queen Trash Mouth, Hot Diggity, Bad DJ, Icky Mac, who else? High Priestess was on one time. We was talking about Barbara Branch was just on. You know, Wendy Young. You know, going over to In the Cab Radio. It's a YouTube. It's on Instagram. There's a link tree, and the link tree has all the links that'll take you to where you can listen to past shows, where you can shoot a message and just say what's up, and maybe offer something to the conversation. Whatever, whatever. Everybody needs a little love. I'll take love. So yeah, and you can also find on the link tree, if you scroll way down, you'll see resources for the book club, and that will show you about The Prophet, where you can get free copies of it. It's in public domain. It's learn more about Khalil Gibran. He was a passionate man for justice and spiritual growth and self-awareness and understanding, you know. Beautiful soul. Multimedia artist, writer, and painter, and drawer. I don't know. Somebody tell me how you say. Just being casual here. All right. So in The Prophet, if you're new, you haven't had a chance to scroll around or you forgot, Al Mustafa is where everybody, he's in Orphalese. He's a traveler and a sage. And he's been in that land for 12 years. And he's looking out. It's his chance to go home. A ship is coming on the horizon to take him back to his homeland. We don't know how he's there or why. We just know that he's been there as a hermit. And the people must care, because as he's making his way down to the shore, folks are putting down their tools and following him and asking him if he might stay, thinking about how they might have taken him for granted, etc. And he's like, I love y'all, but I gotta go, you know, and I'm leaving pieces of me here, my sorrow, all the things that I've been through and experienced here. It's not easy for me to leave these parts of myself behind, but I must continue my journey, right? So Almitra, who is the first person to meet Al-Mustafa, the prophet, when he arrived there, she comes out of the temple and meets everyone in the square near the seawall and asks him if he may go, and then maybe he could leave them with some wisdom, a reflection upon what he's witnessed of them, and so that they might take those wisdoms and pass them on to their children, and that it may never be forgotten. In September 2024, this book was 101 years old. And as we can see, it's held up pretty well. And it has not yet been forgotten. It is the most, as we covered earlier, if you go on KhalilGibran.com, you can see about The Prophet, and that the book is the most consecutive runs in history. So, cracking open the offerings here during these times, very relevant. And a man said, "Speak to us of self-knowledge." And he answered, saying, "Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and nights, but your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you've always known in thought. You would touch with your fingers the naked body of your dreams. and it is well you should. The hidden wellspring of your soul must needs rise and run murmuring to the sea. And the treasure of your infinite depths would be revealed to your eyes. But let there be no scales to weigh your unknown treasure. And seek not the depths of your knowledge with staff or sounding line. For self is a sea boundless and measureless. Say not, I have found the truth, but rather, I have found a truth. Say not, I have found the path of the soul. Say rather, I have met the soul walking upon my path. For the soul walks upon all paths. The soul walks not upon a line, neither does it grow like a reed. The soul unfolds itself like a lotus of countless petals. Khalil Gibran on self-knowledge from the Prophet. I love for us to take a breath after these. It's, you know, hard to do this on the radio. But it's intentional. May everything that we do be intentional. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this. Just a little bit. The staircase whiz is just going to have to hit me later. There's so much here. And so much of it just came to me. I love learning with you all. I love sharing these moments with y'all, whether it's you listening later online or here in real time, which is an energy that just can't be faked. Since I've revisited this poem today, I'm not going to talk. I don't even remember what I said back in September about it. Okay. I'm coming back at this fresh. And something that hit me is about the human experience. Oftentimes on this show, why are we here? What are we doing? Why the suffering? Wah, wah, wah. Right? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Right? We do know that Earth seems really out of pocket sometimes, and it's nice to entertain that there's just other possibilities. And one of those possibilities that I entertain is the eternal nature of the soul and our ability to transcend and get ready for death, because when we are born, we're dying. A lot of the things that are happening around us, we are watching people die in America all the time. Whether it's recreationally on TV, for fun, for a distraction, whether it's doing it ourselves in a video game for fun or a distraction, whether it's on the news for information and staying informed about the cruelties, or whether it's a loved one right next to us whose hand we hold in a moment of grief and love, death walks with us. And in these times in America where we have the fascists in the government, really, really what they're doing, y'all, is killing us. Like, I'm not here to mince words today. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but go to IndieCab Radio. You can hear the first hour is cute. You can have your Hare Krishna right there. And I think I might be getting a new theme song with Om Shanti from Alice Coltrane, because I just be walking around like, Om Day Rama. Like, what? But seriously, when they take, what do you think they're doing when they're taking away the programs? They're not just taking your money. They're taking away access to healthcare. They're taking away information that could help people survive all of these different outbreaks that we're having right now. We are accompanied constantly by a feeling of powerlessness and imminent doom. And regardless of whether the imminent doom is like, well, I don't watch the news because I don't want to feel like that. But you still know that, you know, this is a temporary situation, this meat suit. And you're not always going to have time to do everything you want to do. You're not always going to be able to see the results of the work you're doing today. But there are so many things you can instantly get results from. You can instantly get a spark of joy from doing something kind for somebody. You can instantly feel brought to tears by sharing truth on the radio to fools. Yeah, I'm a fool too. What's up, fool? You know, but seriously, like there are like constant moments of joy if we choose to be aware. So I'm not just saying that all we have is end. We have this whole experience here, but that old Grim Reaper is right here, right next to me, sitting in the studio. My ancestors are here too. There's work to be done on the other side. Loved ones from this village. What's up, Arroyo Dan? Gail, I know you still out there. Ananda, thanks for the books. You know, they're not gone. So we have to become aware and knowledgeable about certain things about our nature, right? So I'm entertaining that my soul exists beyond this body and somehow I'm here on earth to have experiences. Some of these beautiful, enjoyable Valentine's Day, Taurus vibe, Leo full moon, like, you know, just this, all of these, the good, juicy things that are supposed to come with these words, right? I know Valentine's Day means something different, but it's just yesterday, you know what I mean? When I'm just talking about love, like, and I see people bringing more and more different types of love. It's the internet, I feel so many ways about it, but I'm so glad we have it when it's being used to for a tool of good, right? So these feelings of love where people are like, you're my comrade, you're my friend, you're my bro, you're my sister, you're my queen. We are a family, friendly. We're just all here in love. That's great. We incarnate, and that's a great experience to have. And I already know, as much as I complain, that my soul is going to get out of this body and be like, man, I'm going to miss the dappled sunlight and warm caress. No matter how much I try to elevate, the meat suits are supple. And these chemical reactions and things happen for a reason. It's part of the experience. And also part of the experience is not getting lost in that and realizing compassion and not getting lost in the drunkenness of pleasure and to remember our homies. So when Khalil Gibran, I'm not here to say what he meant. I'm trying to get a hold of that. But what I mean when I'm reading and sitting on the radio with you and a lot of times just flying by the seat of consciousness, whatever comes through. And also it's just some of this stuff. I've been collecting it, right? But Gibran says, and it is well you should want to touch your dreams with your fingers and know in words what you know in thought, you know, and hear with your ears and all these things. To use our bodies is okay. We should want that. But we have to remember, for me, a big point, you know, of this is what we know versus what we're told. And that's part of what using our body is about. in this time of disinformation, or in a time where people use hierarchy, if you don't have this degree, this certification, then you're invalidated. Now, I know I'm about to sound like a QAnon, right? But I'm talking about this on a different level. I'm cool. You call me out on my articles on Facebook, whatever, whatever. If I don't, you know, but who can these sources now, right? So that's what the point is that use your body to tell you what's true, and don't knock yourself if your intuition, your intuition is what you lead with. Because that's a God-given tool. That's what you come out with. Now, we have to be aware that, so self-knowledge covers so much, because you have to be able to differentiate between what's your body's reaction to programming, to trauma, you know, to implicit bias, all of these things versus universal truth that your seated soul knows. Seek not the depth of your knowledge with staff or sounding line. For self is a sea, boundless and measureless. Okay? You know things at a level that it just don't even make any point to try to understand why you know that. Because people will go around and gaslight you. They've already done it. Separating us from our intuition and feeding us textbook knowledge that they're creating. Get your books back, y'all. Whatever sources you already have, whatever sources, I know I'm talking about two things at once here. I'm going to be very clear. I am not saying don't learn, don't read, only use your gut and what you think, you know. There is a balance. And you know what it is. That's the whole point, too, is that you know when something is true. Just you have to practice. We have to practice it, right? But they're changing the internet. You know, I was trying to look up some things, and it's just pages are not found. And this is something that we've talked about on Hot Diggity's show, Welcome to Heck. That's going to be on today at 5 o'clock p.m. to 7. And we talked about it on Little Queen Trash Mouth Show, the hashtag hour. That's Friday mornings, 10 to noon. I participate with them in educating and laughing at the absurdity and the horror of it all. But the White House pages, the CDC, and that's fine, because we've also said this needed to come apart. Because what do people know? We know that the food has been poisoned. We know that the birds have been sick. We know that we're losing bees. And now we're going to lose the birds. What are we going to eat? We know that we're in a crisis. So the CDC put up a warning and take it down. And it's like, okay, well, luckily we have vigilant people who screenshot this. But people are like, well, they're lying to us left and right. Yes, but you need to know what potentials are out here. So I'm telling people to get your books. We all know the books, just like you got your records and your CDs. You know, I know this is where we need to cross these generations, y'all. Okay? Get with the oldsters. They're changing it. And the information might not be there when we need it. Take a screenshot, take a note of the knowledge that you want to preserve. About yourself, about our society, about our history, and be truthful with it. The stuff that hurts your pride, too. Because here's the thing, I know that Africans trafficked Africans. That's not the counter argument to chattel slavery on this continent. But what it does help me understand is that humanity, there's no going back to a better time. We're here to evolve towards something. If you're not moving forward, even as you're looking backward, reflecting on your own life and digging up that self-knowledge, if you're doing that work, still do it so that you can move forward with a better understanding of how to be a higher being. Please. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just talking about this poem and how it made me feel and the things that came up. So I've got a couple more minutes here. Ha. Huh. Say not I have found the truth, but rather I have found a truth. What I just said. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Oh, I wanted to tell you about the self and the sea being boundless and measureless. Here's something that struck me as an aha and a horrifying reality. It's a trip. There are many things, many, many things happening at once. Okay. I talk about the aliens a lot, y'all. I like to joke about it. I love it. I love the idea that maybe there's a hero, but there's really not. We're our hero. I mean, the aliens are probably real, but don't look for anybody to save you. But they are also anybody out here that's trying to, and I'm talking about our government, I'm talking about business, want to put a chip in you. They want you to think a certain way or act a certain way all the time to do their bidding. And you think that that's what you're on the planet to do. I'm sorry. Okay. The thing that I realized is that even though I know it, not everybody out here is supportive of our spiritual growth and growing our brains and our essences. Okay. They're trying to convince you that there's a limit to your being. There's a limit to your personal manifesting power of self. I'm not talking about manifesting a car or a partner or a house. I'm talking about elevation to becoming a part of this planet and this universe. Your right to exist. There's actually people who believe that there's no right to that. Similarly to how we treat animals. And I think the subjugation of animals, that analogy can fit with some people who can't seem to wrap their heads around the subjugation of other human beings. I saw this meme one time and it was like, did anybody tell the white women that the animals are being, dogs are being bombed in Palestine too? Did anybody try that? You know, there's a song by Roberta Flack called Compared to What? And there's a couple of lines in there where she's like, basically hate another human being, but love that stinking mutt. Trying to make it real compared to what? And until we get past that point where people out here putting dogs above other human beings, I mean, it is just, you know, and it's not that all life is sacred. All life has a point. All life has a job to do. But, you know, come on. You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Okay? You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Dog get a whole 3-course meal. But you think a human being doesn't even deserve a meal unless they can sell their whole self for even not enough money to survive. Even not enough money to survive. So you want everybody to compromise their values, who they are, be talked to any kind of way, discriminated against, just to show up to 3 different jobs, no days off, act right in their mind, for what? So free yourself. Gibran says, say not, I have found the path of the soul. Say rather, I have met the soul walking upon my path. For the soul walks upon all paths. And I try to break that down And if everything is I, and I'm here having a kaleidoscopic experience as a soul, as a being, the hidden wellspring of my soul, the observer, then I am all of that. So, again, I don't know the path of the soul, but this path that's presented to me on this planet, I'm here, I showed up for, playing the hand that I was dealt, drawing a few, putting a couple back, doing my best in this game of life. I'm trying to understand how to say eternal, kaleidoscopic, timeless experience. So the soul that I'm, the character I'm playing on this path is this. I don't know who I was in another lifetime. I try to figure that out, all kinds of astrology, all kinds of meditation practices. But the thing about it is that it's all happening at the same time, right? So we strive toward freedom, what I've come to. This, everybody wants to be free. Everybody want to just be free. And that's because our soul needs to walk upon all kinds of paths that we feel drawn to walk upon to fulfill our dharma and our karma and whatever role that is that we're on this planet to do. And sometimes you're Gollum, and sometimes you're Frodo, and sometimes you're Pippin. Sometimes you're Pimpin. No, don't subjugate other human beings. All right, so I'm going to get up out of here. And I love you, all y'all that's dinging my pocket. I forgot to put my phone on silent. I love it. I love you. Thank you. I'll catch up with these. Little leave you with these last two lines. The soul walks not upon a line, neither does it grow like a reed. There's no straight forward thing. The soul unfolds itself like a lotus of countless petals. The lotus flower. Rest well, y'all. Things unfold with beauty and fragrance. Unfold yourself and don't let anyone tell you that you're going to be a robot. You don't have to do that. Other paths do take sacrifice, but they also come together through friendship and loving kindness. I bless all of you to live your highest truth and walk your paths. I thank you for being here. I thank you for everything that you do in service of self. When you serve yourself and give yourself grace, and then extend that to others from a seat of well-being, that whole cycle, I appreciate you. We're all just getting there together. In the Cab Radio is produced by Jada White, aka Dream Queen. Original theme music produced by Baby Weekend Boys and Icky Mac the Beat Jugular. Learn more at In the Cab Radio at Linktree. Thank you so much for tuning in.